connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison, the 2020 presidential candidate. And tonight, the main issue is, what's going on with the Supreme Court nominee? It's insanity. It should be broadcast 24/7, or have we had enough of this already? But whatever the case may be, I think the big issues that need to be talked about here with everybody going, you know, it's out of control. He said, she said, where are the facts? And not all the important questions are being asked. But the Supreme Court is on everybody's mind now, and we ought to be asking it. It's what's even more important than this nomination is the fact that no more life term for these people. This whole idea of a Supreme Court person being given a lifetime appointment, you know, when that idea was put forth, that was hundreds of years ago. It was a different world, a different time, and the world is moving much faster than it was back then. And things are changing that fast that people can't be put on a court for life. No, it's no longer logical. And I've mentioned it before. Hey, we've all seen it out there on the internet, the picture of Ginsburg sleeping on the job. Come on. How much more reason do we need than that, than to end this life term thing? Plus, there's other more important things than just this personal nomination. There's the rotten attitude of the court, you know? How many times have people tried to take issues before the Supreme Court and they say, sorry, we decided not to take on your case? How dare they do that? You know, a position of such high authority telling people we're not going to take on your case? Well, you know, if that's the case, whenever they say that, the whole court should be wiped clean, and we'll find 9 people who are willing to take on all the cases. If they can't do that, they're lazy, they're not qualified for the job, that's my opinion. And I'll go even further than that. You know, I've been listening to the Supreme Court decisions my whole life, like the rest of us have. These people don't have wisdom. Some of them, in some situations, show wisdom. But in general, no, these people do not have wisdom. And the fact that what it gets to be on the Supreme Court, you have to go to college where you're brainwashed, which takes you out of interaction with the general public, and then you become a judge or a lawyer or something else, or a politician, before you get nominated to the Supreme Court, which further takes you away from the common folks that you're supposed to be serving. So by the time these people get on the court, they are so out of touch with reality, it's sickening. That says they don't have wisdom. Well, ironically, this nominee is probably the wisest of all of them, yet he's running into a lot of trouble because the politicians are playing politics. Again, that's another reason why Supreme Court justices now need to be elected by the people. You know, again, it was a different story back at the beginning of America, when they had to come up with some practical way of doing things. But in this day and age, first of all, we're leaving this up to 50 senators to decide, which becomes a political food fight, basically. And no, 100 people should not be allowed to decide who gets on the court when the court gets to decide what affects 350 million people. The whole thing needs to be changed, and there's no better time to change it right now. Am I the only one with a thinking brain left here in America? The people need to vote for the Supreme Court judges, and they need to be proved that they have wisdom. They need to be asked 100 to 200 questions, and we need to see each one of the answers of how they answer a question sheet of 100 to 200 questions, and then we, the public, will go out and vote for whether we think they're qualified or not. In fact, all the members of the court now have to pass another test to see if they're qualified, because in my opinion, most of them are not. And we certainly need to take a public vote on it. We can't trust it to 100 senators who are basically party line people and basically out of touch with reality. Hey, if you're a member of the Senate, chances are you are out of touch with reality. And I believe most of the Supreme Court judges are out of touch with reality. They certainly lack wisdom. And I'll give you a perfect example. The whole thing about the first thing the court looks for is precedent. Well, that is the most stupidest idea that was ever put forth, because you can't progress if you keep looking to go back to how it was decided before. You know, the world is moving at a fast pace today. We're doing a million years worth of evolution in less than a year. It's moving that fast. So when you're going back and looking for precedent, how it was ruled before, it's totally illogical. It lacks wisdom. It lacks common sense. So the whole idea of how the court goes about making decisions, it's flawed. It might have been okay a long time ago, but in the fast pace of today, the whole concept is flawed. We need to talk about this. The public needs to decide this. We can't even trust the Congress to vote on this. Congress, the only damn good thing they can do is empower the people to make these decisions. We want to vote for the Supreme Court justices. They all have to come up for a vote again. And we want to ask the questions. And we don't want you, the incompetent Congress people, to decide. Sure, there's a few smart people. I've watched the meeting. Yeah, there's a few intelligent people on both sides of the aisle. And that's another thing, this Democrat-Republican nonsense. That was never prescribed by the Constitution. This is what it morphed into, with money making all the decisions. And bribe takers galore. It's, come on. You know I'm talking the truth about this. I don't have to prove it. It's obvious. We all know this truth. Growing up in America, you know the politicians are crooks, basically. Sure, there's a few good ones out there, but there's never enough to make a difference. And so what are we going to have? A bunch of crooks deciding who's going to be the next judge on the Supreme Court. Another thing, I don't believe the president should. Hey, I'm running for president of the United States. I don't believe the president should make the nominee. I believe, again, it should be in the hands of the people. The people can decide. Toss names in the barrel. The one that comes up the most, well, we'll take a vote on him after he answers 100 to 200 questions put forth by the public, not the Congress, because the Congress can't be trusted. They're all, you know, the majority of them are bribe-taking crooks. Their allegiance is to their party, not serving the public, and their other allegiance is to the lobbyists, you know. So let's cut all the bullshit out now. You know, this is the time to do it when everybody's talking about the Supreme Court. And let me just tell you how, because I'm an observant person, but before I even tell you what I've observed so far that hasn't been brought up in the accusations and the circus, just in case you didn't know, this is a call-in radio show. You got something to say about the Supreme Court nominee and the accuser or accusers? Call-in number is 888-627-6008. You should have an opinion on this. How can you? This is the most important thing in the news in a long time that finally gets covered even by the fake news. But at the same time, it just goes to show you the whole circus is a sham. From the reporting to the Congress to the questions asked to the denials to the unqualified fact finding, you name it. Because the most important thing that should have been mentioned already, here we have Judge Kavanaugh being accused of attempted rape, okay? And supposedly at a party drunk. Well, if that was the case, we all know that alcohol will affect people's senses, and they're liable to do something stupid that they normally wouldn't do. Or they're so blacked out they don't even realize what they're doing. And there's other factors that are ruling them then. Of course, and hey, you know, I know the government's afraid to talk about the spirit world, but I'm not. You know, demonic spirits exist. And demonic spirits know where to find their fall guys and the people they can manipulate. And if you've been drinking too heavily, you're liable to become targeted by demonic spirits who can just tap into your mind telepathically, and they could tell you, hey, go in that room and attempt to rape that girl. Okay, and this is what happens when people drink too much. They get talked into sometimes by demonic spirits to do things, or they just go and do stupid things. Okay, but this hasn't even been brought up, you know? I mean, so there is a possibility that something could have happened at a party to her, whether it was him or not. And if there was a lot of people drinking, well, you know, you should have thought about going to a drinking party if you're worried about something like that happening, or didn't you think something like that could happen? Because it always happens when people are drinking too much. And it sounds like the parties were Judge Kavanaugh, hey, was the pointed out, he was the keg treasurer for his college, whatever. And these are important issues to talk about, and I just made the main statements here, what is not being talked about, you know? And, you can't talk, we need the whole truth and nothing but the truth. That's an American statement, not just the partial truth, but that's part of the thing, you know? When people do drinking, they can end up maybe attempting to rape somebody. Not that they really intended to do that, but there's so many factors involved that could get them to do that. And that needs to be brought into the conversation, too. And let's just take it from there. Meanwhile, there's all the bad things about the Supreme Court that we ought to use this time while we're talking about the Supreme Court to change. Voters need to do the approval of the Supreme Court. All judges need to be reevaluated and reapproved. And I believe a lot of them won't pass the test if we put them before the public. You know? The Congress ought to do their job and empower the public to elect the judges from this point on. If they're not even interested in that, that just proves what a bunch of phonies they all are. And, well, that's my statement on it, you know. If somebody has something to say, hey, call in. It's Colin Radio Show. I put my tweets out there to see if anybody was interested. But guess what? There's more things to talk about than that. But I just had to say that at the beginning of the show. You know, this is an educational show. And I believe I've educated a lot of people that are listening about, you know, what's wrong with the Supreme Court nomination process. It's in the hands of a bunch of corrupt politicians, and it should be in the hands of the general public. And it will inspire people to go out and vote. I guarantee you, all Congress has to do is decide, let's just stop this here and give the public the authority to vote on whether this person is qualified or not. And just like I suggested, and I believe it will inspire people to go out and vote, because we all seem to have an opinion on this. But that's not the whole world. I'm going to move on right now, because I got a million other things to talk about, you know, like the state of our world. it's funny, there's so many things going on behind the scenes, yet not one person in government wants to talk about them. Real important issues that are even more important than the Supreme Court nominee, like the 5G system that's already, the devices are already set in place. All they have to do is turn on the juice, and they're going to fry your brain, you know? This is scientific fact, but they don't want to tell you because they want, there's certain groups in this world, like the New World Order, United Nations, groups that hate America, they want to fry the brains of all Americans and make as many people as sick as possible, and some of them will die immediately in a very short amount of time. They'll get fourth stage cancer. What about your poor children? Why aren't you parents squawking? Hey, and this is the show to call in and squawk about it. Come on. Are there no parents listening in the audience that you have children? You're not concerned about sending them to school. School has started. They're being microwaved already with the 4G system, which is affecting their DNA. Do you realize your children probably won't be able to have kids? That's how powerful the 4G has gotten, and that's how much they're exposed to in the classrooms. This is a fact. You don't believe me? Hey, it's a great video out on YouTube by a brain tumor representative who represents over 200 other doctors, and they're concerned about brain tumor damage from the 5G. The name is Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S. He has a 1 hour, 6 minute video. That's the best one. He has many videos out there, and get an education on how dangerous this stuff is. He also mentions point, Los Angeles schools are the worst ones going. Microwaving your children while they're in school. This will have lasting effect on them. You know, and it's when the 5G gets turned on, forget it. It's going to stop the spin of the electrons in the water molecules. It's going to really cause havoc with your body. 92,000 vibrations per second. Human bodies aren't able to handle it. And you're going to be pulling this into your body, through your body, and it's going on. It's going to be going on 24/7. You won't be safe in your home unless you aluminum plate the whole house, including the windows. Are you ready to do that? Are you prepared? Do you think they're going to tell you when they turn on the 5G? They've turned it on in probably one or two places already. They want to see how many people are going to get sick. You know, government's noted for doing that, but this time it isn't the government. This time it's public utilities, we can call them, or the telecommunicators. You know, they don't care. What do they care? All they care about is profit, you know? They con you into allowing this to happen, you know, and they're probably getting big bribe money from people like Soros who wanted to destroy America and all the other NWO people, New World Order. We're not talking about the wrestling organization here. We're talking NWO, New World Order, the group that wants to depopulate the world, especially America. Look it up. You know, this is serious stuff. Why isn't the Congress talking about that? What I just talked about, 5G now, 1,000 times more important than the nominee to the Supreme Court, because this is going to affect everyone without any voting. Once they turn on the juice, your neighborhood already, unless you're living really out in the woods somewhere where the telephone lines don't go and there isn't a cell phone tower within miles, you're going to start getting cooked and you're going to start getting cancer. This is a national security issue. Where's the NSA? I don't know, bothering people at the airport they shouldn't be bothering, not paying attention to really what's going on. And of course, all the major government agencies in the U.S. have been infiltrated, and they are being wrongly manipulated, just like in the X-Files. You know, at the top, they're already controlled by the bad guys, which is the New World Order and the corporations that are in bed with them. These are important issues, and you, the people, have to do something, because government is asleep at the wheel, just like that photo of Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg soundly asleep when the rest of them are awake. Come on. How can we allow this? She should be removed just for that picture surfacing. Why isn't anybody talking about it? You know? Really? And she's got to be so out of touch with reality. She's so old. I mean, she doesn't know what's going on. You know? She can't. Because she's been out of touch with reality. Probably the last time she was acquaint you with what goes on in the general public was probably high school. Seriously. College education is brainwashing. You don't learn about what's going on in society when you're in college, no siree. And also, you end up going to keg parties where bad things can happen if you drink too much. I mean, and here's another joke. Why hasn't the Supreme Court, you know, just to add on to it a little, because it's I have to talk about this because nobody else has the guts to talk about it. Why has the Supreme Court not taken up they probably wouldn't anyhow, but, you know, we have a stupid thing going on here in America. You know, the states are legalizing marijuana because they realize it's very beneficial and it's not harmful, it's non-addictive. Why hasn't the Supreme Court knocked down the federal law against marijuana? I mean, they should do this of their own volition. Do we have to tell them that? The fact that they haven't even done it of their own volition proves how stupid they are. You know? Really? What? You know, to have a conflict of interest there between the federal and the states, why should states be that have legalized it allow their people to be put in jeopardy by some stupid federal law based on no logic whatsoever? I mean, look at it this way, and it does apply to the nominee process right now. If they had legalized, Supreme Court had knocked down the marijuana laws back in the 60s when the youth culture was bringing to point all the benefits of marijuana, and that it brought on good behavior, it caused people to think. Of course, that's why the government was against it. They don't want people thinking. And then Nixon did started the fake war on drugs, and that's been proven already with verified testimony. That has been proven, yes. Well, why hasn't the law been changed then, you know? But anyway, if they had legalized marijuana back in the 60s, when there was a big urge to do so, if the court had responded to public opinion, they were listening to what the public was talking about and understanding about the revolution during the 60s that was taking place, the good revolution, they would have gotten rid of that stupid law then. And if the law had been, if marijuana had been legalized back in the 60s, the choice party item would have been marijuana at the so-called party that Kavanaugh was at. And he would have been treasurer of the cannabis stash instead. And he would have been at a party where people would have been talking intelligently and not losing control of their mental status by drinking too much. Sure, there'll always be still a few idiots that want to get drunk, but I venture to say Judge Kavanaugh would have been indulging in the marijuana, and there would have been no attempted rape of Miss Ward, because college parties would be a lot safer, and there would be intellectual conversations going on and more love vibrations. And this event that we're having an issue with now, with he said, she said, would have never happened. And all that could, you know, all this time we're wasting and effort, we wouldn't have to be doing now. If only the Supreme Court had the wisdom, and that's more proof that they don't have wisdom. Same thing with the Roe versus Wade decision, you know? Both sides have an argument, but at the same time, because I know the truth about what they're talking about there, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, they haven't talked the whole truth about the issue. So that needs to be brought up again, too. But this time, if we bring it up, we have to bring in intellectual people that have the knowledge, not so-called doctors. Doctors are only half smart. The other half of them is totally ignorant through all else that they never got taught in college. And, of course, college is brainwashing. teaches doctors to use pharmaceutical products and use the pharmaceutical methods of the that overshadow everything. And that's not true knowledge. There's so much more to a human being, and none of the more to a human being ever got talked about in the Roe versus Wade decision, so the whole thing needs to be brought up again. Except this time we need to include the testimony of knowledgeable people that really know how the human body works. No, any person with a doctor's degree does not know the whole picture of how a human body works. All the information that's missing is in the esoteric information that never gets put out there for the general public. You have to go searching for it, and when you search for it, you find it, but the information is there. And that's the truth. And I'll have to say it right now. That's why I'm the most qualified person to be next president of the United States, because I have the knowledge that nobody else in politics has. I have the knowledge that the so-called traditional doctors don't have. I have the spiritual knowledge that the so-called religious people don't have. And I have a lot of information of all the secret projects going on behind the scenes right now. Hey, planet Earth is being visited by good extraterrestrial beings, and they're trying to free us from the evil controls that control our world. Yes, planet Earth is controlled by evil still, until they have contacted humans, and they have told us that they are here, and eventually they're going to arrest the cabal, as they call them. We know who they are, the Soros people, the world-ruling families, the half-breed shapeshifters that pose as being humans. And these are, you know, this is the stuff going on, but we don't hear anyone in politics talking about this. Shows you how stupid they are. And we don't hear anybody on the Supreme Court talking about these things either, and they should be, you know. And I hope I've killed their image of wisdom. They have no wisdom. I could prove it any day of the week, you know. Not that I want to disrupt the court, but we should have people with wisdom on the court. And the only way we're going to do that is when we elect the people via a public vote. Because the people in Congress are not qualified to be electing wise people. They don't have wisdom themselves. You know, there's a few good people in the Congress, but there's not a majority. So the idea of allowing the Senate, 100 people to elect, come on, a qualified judge to the Supreme Court that has power over 300 million, 50 million people? No, they're not qualified to do that. Absolutely not. So the whole process doesn't even make sense anymore, and we need to change it immediately. That's why I run for president. I ran the last election. I'm running again now. And that's why I'm the most qualified, because I know everything that's going on. I know all the secret projects. I know all the cover-ups by all the agencies. I know that every agency has been infiltrated at the top and is wrongly being ruled and used. And I know who the big money players are. I know all of this going on, and the President of the United States needs to know that. I mean, look at the president we have now. Sure, he's accomplished things. That's only because he has a Congress that is one-sided with the Republicans. But besides that, he doesn't know what the hell's going on. Absolutely not. He knows a few things, and he's bold, and people like that. They like him because he's not a phony politician, and he's bold, but he doesn't know what's going on, really, with the behind-the-scenes groups that work with the evil ETs. He doesn't know about the 5G. Why isn't he? Doesn't he have any interest? He doesn't know that he's going to be affected by it, too, when they turn on the juice. You know, maybe that's why they're not telling him, you know, the people that do know, because they want him to be affected and get cancer, because the ones that don't like him. And he doesn't talk about the chemtrails either. I mean, come on. How can anyone not see the chemtrails? And all he has to do is go on the internet and see all the poison that's been discovered by citizens, because the government has been bought out, sold out, and wrongly controlled at the top spots, so they don't get to talk about it. Just like the media has been given a blackout. No, you can't talk about chemtrails, and you can't talk about the dangers of 5G, because all the media, mainstream media, big outlets, they're all controlled by world controllers, the New World Order. Five people control all of mainstream media in the whole world. Is that sick? And they're all filthy rich, and that's how they control it. You know, I keep, I got go on Twitter and I tweet to people, you know, hey, find me the one decent person with money to set up one, the new replacement for Twitter and Facebook. We need a new social thing that doesn't keep selectively, taking people off. They don't like their personal opinions. And we need a new broadcasting network of free TV stations on a global basis where we'll talk about the real news. We won't have any prohibitions. The real news will talk about the 5G insanity, the chemtrail insanity, the ignorance of the Supreme Court people, and we'll talk about it. And no one will stop us. And we'll eventually gain the viewership from all the fake news outlets. And we'll have real journalism, and we'll talk about exactly what's going on, and we'll start explaining to the people, yeah, the ETs are here, and they're going to land and remove the bad guys, and they're going to free us from the corrupt system, money-controlling system that keeps us all locked in place like slave labor. Hey, prison planet, it is a prison planet. They've imprisoned your mind, you know? It starts with public school. It's really brainwashing. They teach you how to follow commands and listen to bells. That way, if you become a criminal, hey, you'll be familiar with the jail routine of listening to commands and bells. Time to go to lunch. Yeah. Sound familiar? But this is where we're at. And again, that's why I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Forget about Democrats and Republicans. Come on. The whole two-party system is a plan designed to fail. That's it. When you only have two big parties, it's either us or them, and the war keeps going on and on. And if you look at the election results, it's pretty much split down the middle every presidential election, pretty much. And so what good is that? That means another Congress of another 4 years of bickering and battling and trying to persuade one or two people to jump the aisle. You know, that's not what government is supposed to be. That's not what a republic is supposed to be. If anything, the U.S. government has proved republics don't work, but then all the other republics have proved the same thing, too. Republics don't work, basically, because you can't trust people. You know, we have the technology to go to a referendum-only type government, and we should be there already. We have technology, you know, and voting machines can be made to be unhackable. That's right. They're lying to you, just like they lie to you about your computers. Any computer can be made to be unhackable. I know the secret of it. I've tried to talk to companies about it. They're not interested. You know why? Because they're making too much money selling you spyware and firewalls and all this other crap you don't need. All they have to do is make the computer so it's unhackable. It's not that hard of a thing to do, really. You know, when you apply common sense to any situation, common sense is always the answer. Why are all these geniuses and these nerds figuring it out? Because they're not getting paid to figure it out. They're getting paid to do what's going to bring in the most money for the company, which means you want to make hackable machines and then sell people firewalls, because that's double profit. You know, it's it was proven before the last election. It was proven by the results of the 2012 election that all the voting computers, electronic ones, are hackable. But they didn't bother to change them for 2016, another fake election. You know, and they're not talking about changing them again, you know, with the upcoming midterm elections. You know why they're not talking about it? Neither party's talking about it, Democrats or Republicans, because they still both believe that they can win elections by hacking. And they know how to do it. You know, so, like, let's talk a real conversation here. I'm the only one talking about this. Nobody else is. No politician is. I mean, this is known already. Why don't you, the public, know this? Why are you going to listen to these liars, the grandstanders on TV, and all the other people that want to just, like, push the truth under the rug? Hey, you know, I tell people it's a joke, you know? They lie to you right to your face on the TV screen, go out and vote. This is your power to take control, but the fact of the matter is, once you elect somebody, they've got a free ride for 4 years or 6 years, and there's nothing you can do about it. Because you don't have the Congress hasn't given you the authority to remove these people. They have to do it. And there's so much bribe money flying around in the Congress, they'll bribe enough people to make sure that somebody doesn't get impeached. You know, at this point in time, there's more bribe money floating around than ever right now. And that's the real story. Like, you know, President Trump was a step in the right direction. We finally got a president that wasn't a politician. Long time since we had one. Long, long time. And most of us weren't born the last time we had a president who wasn't a politician. And, of course, if you're a politician and get appointed by the one of the two crooked parties, the Democrats and Republicans, yes, they're both crooked. Both the majority of the members of each party are crooked. Yeah, there's good people in each one, but they're in such a small minority. So if you get promoted by one of the big parties, you're getting promoted by crooks, basically. The only reason Trump got in there because he's so wealthy. He kind of like pushed his way in, and he knew that his competitors were nothing but a bunch of phony politician jerks. They couldn't stand up to a little verbal abuse, which he proved. And then, of course, the other factor that never gets talked about: CIA picks the president of the United States. People on the secret projects, not one, but many people on radio shows have been talking about this for years. CIA goes up to the people they want to be the president. For some reason, they wanted President Trump to be, Donald Trump to be the president. And they told him, hey, you know, we went and took the time machines. Oh, yeah, we have time machines. We went into the future, and you're the president. So we just want to let you know beforehand, there's nothing to worry about. And this is the way it works. So if you're running for president of the United States and the CIA hasn't gone up to you and told you you're the president because we went into the future and saw that, that's another fact that nobody ever talks about. But it's known by those of us who become aware, and it's been talked about on radio shows numerous times, people who quit secret space program projects. Well, what about secret space program? Yeah, well, it's secret. I can't tell you about it. Anyhow, and of course they're misusing the secret space program. You know, it's connected with the pedophile rings and more bad things that the good ETs are here to correct, because we're setting a bad example for the rest of the universe. We're the last stronghold where evil is allowed to exist. But it's going to change in a certain amount of time. And when they're going to break in, as the word goes, they're going to break into the all the broadcasting networks, that, just like a science fiction movie, announce they're going to be landing and there's nothing to worry about. And then they're going to arrest all the bad guys. I wish they would do it next week, personally, because we've had enough of the BS. And of course, the 5G will probably get turned on before they do that, so that's why I talk about it, because we have to fend for ourselves. Government is not going to help us. They're all bought out. Of course, telecommunications, they don't want to stop this. They want to go forward with it. Look at all the money they had to spend hanging up all the new wires and transformers, because they need a lot of power to broadcast this, and they have to buy all the little transmitters that are going on the telephone pole in front of your house to make sure they can broadcast the 5G into your home 24/7, whether you want it or not. You know? It's a broadcaster, 5G broadcaster on a telephone pole in front of your house. Doesn't matter whether you're hooked up to the system or not. It's going to go through the walls and affect you, affect your water molecules, get you 4-stage cancer, and eventually you'll get killed. This is what we have to look forward to. it's not to look forward to. We're looking forward to when the DTs finally liberate us, but I don't think it's going to happen that fast. I pay attention to what's going on. Go on Twitter. There are plenty of representatives of the Galactic Federation, or the Galactic Confederation, or GFOL, Galactic Federation of Light. They're here to take the Earth into the fifth dimension, and they're telling us that we need to project more love. But it's difficult to project love in a world that's controlled by evil and that creates wars on purpose for profit and plays everyone against everyone to keep control, just like the 1984 scenario. It's a good movie to watch. If you have time to read the book, watch the movie. It pretty well explains it there. it's looking very similar to that now. There's too much surveillance, which is not good for people. It's unnecessary. There's not that many terrorists out there that they can't be tracked one-on-one, etc. We don't need all these cameras. And look at all the crimes that get caught on camera, but they still don't catch the guys. So, like, what's he doing? It's just prying into our lives, making our lives difficult. We don't want to be in a fishbowl, you know? It's sad, because the people in charge are being mind-controlled. They are puppets for the New World Order. The New World Order wants to do everything to annoy us. They want to do anything they can possibly find to depopulate the Earth. And it's going to continue until the ETs finally arrive. That's right. They are the cavalry, the extraterrestrials, the higher evolved intelligences. They're going to land their spacecrafts, and then they're going to temporarily take over and set, remove all the bad stuff. I guess who's going to? They said there will be no more judges or lawyers on Earth. So why are we even wasting our time making a big issue out of Judge Kavanaugh? Because he's going to be eliminated from his job as soon as the extraterrestrials arrive, which will be maybe a year or 2 years. The deadline is 2025. So he's definitely not getting a life term. But we ought to take the life terms away from the rest of the losers. I call them losers because they lack wisdom. They don't know half of what's going on in this world. And because they look to precedent, that's illogical. That says lack of wisdom. Because to move forward with a civilization, you have to evolve. You have to go beyond. You want to get better. If you keep looking to precedent, you're stuck in the rut. That might be fine if you're happy with that rut, but most of us are not. And there is new thinking out there, but it's not a majority. You'll hear new thinking on the show. You'll hear new thinking on the show before mine, and even the show before that on BBS Radio. You hear new, fresh thinking. And I'll always claim this show is way better than Alex Jones' show because, you know, first of all, I talk about solutions. I talk about the answers to the problems. I just don't talk about the problems. Fortunately, that's all he does. You know, he's not a solution person. And better than Coast to Coast, because there again, we have a lot of good people come on Coast to Coast. I've listened to it many times. I still do occasionally when I look at the schedule and there's somebody I want to listen to. But the host, you know, he's on an ego trip or something, and he's afraid to give his opinion on things. And the opinions are important. That's why this show is better than any Coast to Coast show, because I'm an opinionated person, and I'm not afraid to say what I know to be true. And I take sides all the time, and I point things out, you know. And I, basically, that's why I don't have guests on, you know, because I've got too much to say, and unless they're somebody super, super, super smart, or they really well educated about what's going on behind the scenes, like with the ETs or the secret projects, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not interested in having people on that don't know as much as I do. I'd like, I'd love to have a guest on that knows as much as I do. There's not too many of them out there. But, for example, if you've had personal experiences with ETs, yeah, you'd be a great guest on my show, because then I'd ask you real important questions, because we all want to know more about the good ETs. But we don't have enough information. That would be an interesting show, but whatever. I certainly got more than enough things to talk about. Here, now, let me just show you. I do this on other shows. Apparently, no one's going to call in about the Supreme Court nominee. So be it. The call number is 888-627-6008. Well, let me tell you. You know, pictures say 1,000 words. Now, if you're in New York, Manhattan, we're all familiar with the arch down at Washington Square Park. And then if you're in Europe, Paris, the famous Arc of Triumph. And if the more you look around, you find out these arcs are all around the world in different cities. Now, that's an interesting thing to be concerned about. Because if you use a little imagination, the arcs are always basically made the same. With the same, if you look at it as a tuning fork turned downward to the ground, just missing the handle, perhaps that's the purpose of these arcs, the Arc of Triumph, the arc in Washington Square Park, that some point in the future, an invisible handle will be attached to this tuning fork. This giant tuning fork, and it can be used to vibrate frequencies. May they only be good frequencies, but it's something to think about, because I see the resemblance. Just like few people know that the NATO symbol, that four-pointed star, which has lines descending down like a crest ridge down the middle from two points and then the other two points. That is a representation of a multidimensional space vehicle. Yeah. How come you don't know about that? Well, again, why do I say? That's why I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States, because the people in America and the world should know about symbology representing other things. Plus, I think it's a disgrace. Like, I noticed when the last time it got on camera, when the Medal of Valor, it's a five-pointed star hanging upside down. That represents evil, you know? The occult uses a five-pointed star upside down. Somebody needs to get wise to what that is symbolically representing. If it's a Medal of Valor, that star needs to be turned straight up. How come nobody's looking into this? How come nobody has spotted this? You know? Come on. What's the excuse? There is no excuse, except the people in government are stupid. That's it. You know, too many stupid people in government. That's why we need to go to a referendum-only type government where the politicians are no longer allowed to make the laws. The people will make the laws, and the politicians will be clerks that will just write out in technical form what the law shall be. But we can't trust the lawmakers to make laws anymore because these people are incompetent. They're bribe takers, most of them. They lack wisdom. They lack consideration, and they put the lobbyists, the wants and needs of the lobbyists and the corporations ahead of the general public. So they're supposed to be serving the citizens, but they're not doing that. We know it. So let's just end the sham. What's it going to take? But we got to do it, whatever it takes. I can't wait till the good ETs arise and get rid of the lawyers and get rid of the judges because they believe those are two phony groups of people. And I'll go along with that, no problem at all. So, you know, what can I say? What can I say? I mentioned, here's something I mentioned last week, I believe. Because, yeah, on the internet, you can go traveling around the world, view locations, the Google maps, you can walk down on the streets. It's amazing. And what did I notice over in London there? A big billboard sign on the sign of a major train station in London. And the sign said, "Bring." I mean, this is a giant billboard, you know? I watched the bus go by. The billboard was bigger than the bus. And it said, "Brain implant lets parents monitor teens." And there was a little phone number to call in there. Well, if that isn't talking about Orwellian society, advertising, I guess, to parents that you can get a brain implant and it'll help you monitor your teens, your teenagers. I mean, this is for real. It's there. It's on a giant billboard on a major train station in London, England. Brain implant lets parents monitor teens. And then there's a small contact information I couldn't make out. I mean, this is where government is heading the people. 1984 scenario. And, you know, there's cameras everywhere now, especially in big cities. And you know, first it started over in England, and a camera on every corner. Now they've pretty well covered Manhattan, you know, unless you go out to the edges of it. You'll find a block or two doesn't have a camera, but pretty much they've got everything covered with cameras. Bad, you know, it's bad for society. We don't want to live in a fishbowl where Big Brother is watching us 24/7. Doesn't really help bring down the crime that much anyhow. A little, but not that much. You know, you want to solve the crime, you need to come up with a practical solution. I've got plenty of them. That's why I should be the president, because I can put them out there. You know, meanwhile, regular people, as, hey, I'm the only common man person ever running for president of the United States. I'm the only singer-songwriter ever running for the president of the United States. And I'm the only poor person. Yeah, I'm defined as a poor person because I make so little money. I learned at an early age how to exist on little money, though. It's not that hard, really. And I don't need money to be happy. You know, as far as I'm concerned, hey, if I'm elected president, President Trump can stay in the White House. You know, he likes that life. Well, I'll work out of a van down by the river, as the joke goes. Because I don't need luxury around me to be happy, you know? And every day will be a work day. I'll go out there, give the orders, make the decisions, and get things in order. The solution to every problem is known. Hey, I've never looked at a problem that I couldn't come up with a solution in a short amount of time. Again, qualifies me to be the most important. I'm the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. Well, all I need right now is a support team. If you're listening, tell your friends. Hey, I've got my website out there, 2020presidenttomedison.com. Spelled just like it sounds. That's it. Yeah, President Tom, D-O-M, Edison, E-D-I-S-O-N.com. 2020presidenttomedison.com. TomEdison.com. You'll see that I'm bringing more to the table by my little website that I set up, designed the whole thing. You can get it on your cell phone, too. And you'll quickly see that I'm bringing more to the table than anybody ever did as president, a presidential candidate. Hey, I've got five short YouTubes. They're really carryovers from the last election, but the message is still the same. 1 minute, I think 41 seconds, taking care of everyone. You got to listen to that one. Plus, I got the 30-second comedy one, which is funny. Yeah, taking care of everyone. That's what President United States is supposed to be doing, and that's what I have plenty of experience in doing, taking care of everyone. I've been doing it my whole life with the groups I've been associated with. And it was the general public, working amongst the average people. I know everything going on that's important to the common folks. And I know spiritual information. I know all the flaws of all the religions. I know about the truth, the spiritual truth about the real God. I know about the extraterrestrials. I know about the secret programs. I just know this stuff, you know? It's important for the President of the United States to know all these things. Our current one doesn't know it all. And the ones before, they knew about the secret projects because they were a part of it. The last person who wasn't part of the secret projects, I don't know, we have to go back to Kennedy, probably. And, of course, he got made too many enemies, and that's why he had problems. But come on, Nixon. he was inventing his own secret projects. I don't know if he knew about what else was going on behind the scenes. The man who created the fake war on drugs. Boy, that ought to be in the history books, you know? It's not already. So why do we have drug laws still? Well, people are making money off drug laws. That's why. Come on. I don't have to explain this. You know, everything is already known. You know, that's how come I've learned how to access it and find out about it. Everything is already known. We only have to simply, as humans, we simply rediscover things. But everything is already known. That's it. It's known where everybody is all the time. Thankfully, the bad guys don't have all that information, but the good guys know where everyone is all the time. There's no hiding from God. You know, sometimes people think they can, but that's why when you your life in the physical body, which is just a vehicle for an experience here on Earth, when you're done with the physical body, you wake up in the afterlife and your life gets reviewed. Yes, they've been keeping track of what's been going on in your life, so these are things that should be talked about. It would discourage many people from getting involved in things they shouldn't be involved in. It would discourage many people from doing bad things that they somehow end up doing. But again, the truth is not being shared with the general public, and this needs to change more so than anything. Just a reminder, you know, Washington, D.C., it's got the biggest obelisk in the world there, and on top of the obelisk, it's got a pyramid. And it's got a framed pyramid with inside the pyramid. This information is public information, and you also should know, which isn't public information, is that any pyramid automatically creates an octahedron. Look it up. And the octahedron becomes a broadcaster receiver for anything. Well, say, if you want to find out about pyramids, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's available everywhere. It doesn't cost that much. Go to Amazon, Google it. You can use some of the pages for free. And there I explain what pyramids do and how you can prove it to yourself. You make the cardboard pyramid, put a banana under it, and watch what happens. It's amazing. And then you know that pyramids connect us to the invisible realms because there is no physical explanation for why that happens, but you'll see it yourself, and then seeing will be believing. And, hey, I need some support to get my campaign going. I got all this knowledge, but I don't have the backing to get my face out there, because it takes a certain amount of money still for me to get out there. I'm ready to go on the road and start enlightening the public to what they've been deceived by both the Democrats and Republicans and the NWO New World Order. You have all been deceived, but I've risen above that, and I know the truth, and I want to reveal the truth to all of you, but I got to get out there. Hey, PayPal me some money, go to my site, check out BBS Radio, my show, Connect the Dots. You'll find out how to get in touch with me. You'll find out you can donate to me, PayPal me something. Find out you can buy my products. That'll help support me. My music, I've got enlightening music out there, CD Baby Music Store. Simply go to BBS Radio, Saturday, 10 p.m., Station 1. Click on Connect the Dots, the name of my show. It'll take you down to the CD Baby link. You get a 29-second preview of every song. And my album, Songs Better Than Dylan, the songs support the name of the title. You'll learn something from these songs. They're philosophical. They're enlightening, thought-inspiring, better than Dylan. And that's why I call the album Songs Better Than Dylan. Plus, they're enjoyable to listen to, easy to sing along with. Hey, we're getting to the end of the show, and if you listened before, you know what's coming. But for any new listeners, hey, I end my song with music every week. You hear the most tasteful lead guitar solo at the end of my song. Are you the partying kind? Are you? I don't know. I am. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. The words say it all. Listen to the words. Could be your anthem, too. And that's how I end my show. And now I'm going to do the countdown, and we're going to hear that ending music. And, of course, those songs can be bought at the CD Baby Music Store or downloaded there. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't wanna be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't wanna be no John Doe. I don't wanna grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.